Last night, President Obama took the stage and asked the Democratic Party to join him in making sure that Hillary Clinton was elected the next president of the United States.
I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States and show the world we still believe in the promise of this great nation.
At the same time, President Obama urged the Democrats to realize that Donald Trump is planting fear in the American people as a means to win the November elections.
He's just offering slogans, and he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election. And that's another bet that Donald Trump will lose. And the reason he'll lose it is because he's selling the American people short. We're not a fragile people. We're not a frightful people. Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
Vice President Joe Biden also showed his disapproval of electing Trump as America's next president, saying Democrats should stand their ground and elect Clinton.
A man who seeks to sow division in America for his own gain and disorder around the world. A man who confuses bluster with strength. We simply cannot let that happen as Americans.
Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine also took to the stage to mobilize the Democratic base for the forthcoming presidential poll. He wasted no time in taking a direct jab at Trump.
Our nation, it is just too great to put it in the hands of a slick-talking, empty-promising, self-promoting one-man wrecking crew.
Trump, on the other hand, was telling Republicans that Clinton is not honest. He went on to insinuate that Russia should hack Clinton's emails.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
The former Secretary of State used her private emails while she was in office, a move that has attracted a lot of criticism from Americans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Chiona Sojani.